we first met.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot. Now, as a boy, there was a, back in the hippie days, there was a group called Pearls Before Swine. That was my first knowledge of that saying. And then realized in the Bible, of course, what it means is, cast ye not your pearls. Yeah. So if you had a set of pearls, you wouldn't throw them into the pigsty, you know, stall. You know, you would, because a pig is not going to care about pearls, and they're just going to step them, you know. So you have to be careful because there are mockers out there. There are unkind people. So I often wonder how much of that information we should give up. Yeah. Maybe we should, I don't know.
Well, you know, my understanding is that we're to be witnesses for Christ.
Yeah.
And people come across our path. They're all walks of life and backgrounds and experiences and such. And we're just there to,
You know, I gotta tell you a story. So my friend, I'm looking at being signed by Columbia Records in New York City. Mm-hmm. Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel, Bob Dylan, goes on and on. Okay, so I'm working with we'll go down there to make a recording with Jim Foley at Columbia Records and Jonathan Cafino. Well, I wonder if those guys are still alive. But anyway, so my friend is with me. He's my bass player. Neither one of us, you know, I always believed in God, but neither one of us were born again at the time. Now, he introduces me in Times Square to a peep show. Now, it's the first and only time I saw it. We go into this room and you put a quarter in a machine and the electric window goes up and you can see some nudity there with some pretty young ladies. And, of course, I don't know, for some reason that stuff didn't appeal to me. I love women and everything and the appearance, but it just – but he was the first one to show me a peep show. Well, anyway – I don't know how many years later it was, all of a sudden Bobby, the same guy who introduced me to those peep shows, comes up to me and tells me, well, I'm born again. I said, well, what does that mean? He said, well, I believe in Jesus Christ. I'm a witness. I said, what's a witness? He said, well, I'm witnessing to you right now that Jesus Christ is real. Do you want to know something? I watched him from the corner of my eye for a year, and I saw that he had changed as a human being. Sure. And to this day, one of the greatest witnesses in my life, he's now married with children, a lovely human being, musician in East Greenbush, New York, outside of Albany. And that's Bobby Vendetta. And he was a great witness. Wow. So the exact same guy who introduced me to, I never even heard of those things, you know, because I was an upstate New Yorker, not a New York City person. Yep. And but anyway, there he got converted. And it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, no, in my 30 years of prison ministry and where I lived in New Hampshire, Vermont, and San Jose, California, now I'm down in Florida.
Yeah.
I've had people I've shared the Lord with, shared the gospel with. Some were murderers, some rapists, you know, whatever, bank robbers. There was a lawyer who committed crimes, and just sharing the word with them, a number of them, they turned their life around because of the power of the word of God. And I know I'm in connecting with some of them today still. So when we are a witness, we're ambassadors, we're really the ones, whatever the level of understanding you have in the Word of God and the Word of God and the gospel, to share that. I encourage people who I speak with, begin using the Word of God. We have English language and slang. Begin using the Word of God appropriately in your conversation.
Well, you know, I was on a secular, you know, I've been on the radio 32 years, and I was on a secular radio station for 26 years, and I would quote the scriptures, but people took offense at it. They thought I was proselytizing. Of course, remember, Jesus did say, he said, the world hates me. The world hates me because I reveal to them that their deeds are evil. So if he experienced tribulation or prejudice or whatever you might want to say, anger, certainly we would too. But I wasn't really attempting, I like to bring up his name, but it's because the scriptures are the only, I mean, I'm a kind of a naive guy. I was a high school dropout. I have an eighth grade diploma. By the way, I have a friend of mine. He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And he has an eighth grade diploma. And he's a little older than me, in his 80s. And he leaned in one day and said, hey, Rhett, I got an eighth grade diploma just like you. He says, can you imagine how well I could have done if I got went to ninth grade? So my point is, somebody out there that thinks maybe they're better than me because they had a high school or they went to college, you know, there's a lot of, intellectual idiots out there.
You ask a millionaire, you know, how much more money would you want? one more dollar. We've heard
but
that.
You know, so you know, the word of God. I was on the non-Christian radio station for 26 years. Of course, now WCNO, and they can witness this to you that in secular market, I did. I would say this in all modesty, but mm-hmm. glory to the Lord. I never mm-hmm. told anybody when it was happening. Mm-hmm. I did better than most human beings do in a lifetime. I was very successful, very yep. embraced by yep. this community yep. up in north, but northern Florida. But and now that I'm on CNO, I've had some people who said they were going to support us, and they're a little bit in debt. But mm-hmm. other than that, I can honestly say I don't make a dime. Mm. Now, what amazes me is recently, you guys, your ministry sent out a small check. It doesn't matter that it was a small check or a big check. It was small. But you know what that gift was, the gift of that gift was? And I want people to know this when they give to other ministries. Acknowledgement. Mm, exactly. I don't get gifts like that. Maybe the time will come. Now, mm-hmm. I will say this honestly before you and the Lord Jesus that I've never felt comfortable begging for money, mm-hmm. asking for money. Now, the time may come as an older man now that we're going to a non-for-profit. Mm-hmm. I may do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because it's hard to not have an income, even though, but I'm doing the first love of my life. But well, I wanted to know what provoked you. I haven't seen you in like a year. Mm-hmm. What provoked you to send a check my way? And who was responsible for that?
Well, Pastor Larry and myself, we set up a prayer station steering committee. So we meet monthly.
Yeah.
And we decided right away, you know, any donations that come in, we want to share it with those who are working in the ministry.
Like a tithe, you mean? A tithe? Or?
Well, it's like a tithe, but we just want to give it. And so each month, we've given it to different ministries. It's not a lot of money financially, but it's relevant.
Sometimes
it's a spirit, and it,
sometimes
we want to
less
bless
is
them.
More. I remember when I was in Troy, New York, living in the ghetto, and I was going to record some songs. I think I had a song out called "The Empty Tomb." They debuted it on the 700 Club. We went to Israel, shot a music video. This little Jewish lady who was a believer in Jesus sent me $5.
Yep.
Now, do I remember people that have given tens of thousands when I was younger or whatever it was? We were doing projects, you know.
Yep.
But this lady who sent $5, I could almost cry, she sent me $5. This is 30-something years ago, 34 years ago, 35. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And to this day, you know, I remember that little Jewish lady I don't know why, sent me $5. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you this, folks, not for my sake. I say it for your sake. And this is not a solicitation for me. No, don't do that. That's not what this is. For others, though, remember if you want to encourage someone. See, so you sending that check a couple of weeks ago, and you called today to see it's not cashed. It's in my wallet because, you know, it's almost like a piece of art. You don't want to cash it. It's kind of like this is – I'm holding on to it. I'm looking at this and going,
it's good.
Somebody acknowledged me.
Yeah.
And
your ministry.
What's wrong? There's nothing wrong with us acknowledging each other. And you say, well, I can't afford to send $10,000. I can't afford to send $500. I can't afford to send $100. A $5 check from a little Jewish lady when I was in my youth, my 30s, meant the world to me.
You know, it's not only financial blessing, whatever that amount is, but it's just your word of mouth. You bless people. I attempt and I look to bless others in ministry and those who would just come along. That we need encouragement. We're not getting it from the world, certainly. We need encouragement in the Lord. We're to bless one another. We're to pray for one another. And you start to live in realizing the Lord will show you who to call or bless. And the response is, wow, you know, it's like you gave them a small fortune. So many people just need a blessing.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
It's more than
they
a
need
gift.
A blessing from the Lord and encouragement. Yeah.
If you're real. I mean, there are phonies out there. You got to watch out for the phonies.
I know.
But for those of us who really love the Lord and therefore love each other, because Jesus said, they shall know ye are my disciples by the love ye have one for another. He also said, if you say you love the Lord...
Desert for streams that ran. Ooh, hey, oh. Where did the red man go? Ooh, hey, oh. Where did the red man go? Ghosts of ponies and buffalo roam the earth seeking to and fro. Red man go. Ooh, hey, oh. Where did the red man go? Oh, great spirit from above, where are the people your land belongs? Medicine man with herbs and vines, remedies lost now, gone with time. Ooh, hey, oh. Where did the red man go? Ooh, hey, oh. Where did the red man go? All your secrets of the earth are now buried beneath the dirt. Ooh, hey, oh. Where did the red man go? Ooh, hey, oh. Where did the red man go? Oh, great spirit from above, where are your the land long. Valleys run deep with blood from lies. A trail of tears falls from the red man's eyes. I see warriors riding in the sky. The wind howls, the wolf he cries. Native man, they stole your land, gave you desert for streams that ran. Ooh, hey, oh. Where did the red man go? Ooh, hey, oh.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Oh, the glory of the Lord has come. His Spirit filling everyone.